Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm and cool night across Israel. Those in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv can enjoy a pleasant evening with clear skies providing a serene backdrop. Haifa and Eilut are experiencing similar conditions, making it a lovely night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel, Lebanon, and the U.S. are in talks about verifying Hezbollah's disarmament. This follows negotiations in Rome, reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu has stated that Israel will not withdraw from Gaza lines until Hamas fully disarms. This was reported by YNET earlier today. Also this hour, the American stockpile of interceptors is depleting, halting an attack on Iran at the last minute. The Mariv reports this development from earlier today. Separately, there is a positive momentum towards a historic peace agreement between Israel and Lebanon. However, Lebanon demands an expansion of pilot areas. Israel Hayom reported this earlier today. And finally, Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have condemned Israeli strikes in Gaza. They warned that the ceasefire is at risk, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News reported just minutes ago that Rashida Tlaib won re-election in Michigan's 12th district. Tlaib is known for her critical stance on Israel. John Spencer's field research, shared by an account earlier today, highlights the need for tactical evolution in modern warfare. This includes adapting to drones and advanced systems. Al Arabiya English shared insights from former U.S. official Bijan Kian earlier today. He suggests that recent negotiations with Iran may signal a shift in the country's political scene. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the talks in Rome, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel, Lebanon, and the U.S. are engaging in discussions about Hezbollah's disarmament. The focus is on which countries will ensure that areas entered by the Lebanese armed forces are free from Hezbollah. This development is crucial for maintaining regional stability. Turning to Gaza, YNET reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu insists on Hamas's full disarmament before Israel withdraws from Gaza lines. Earlier today, Netanyahu mentioned that Israel rejected a draft from the Trump administration. This stance underscores Israel's demands for security guarantees. Meanwhile, the Mariv highlights concerns over the U.S.'s depleted interceptor stockpile, which halted an attack on Iran. The depletion has alarmed Gulf states, as nearly 80% of THAAD interceptors and half of Patriot interceptors are used. This impacts regional defense strategies significantly. In a related development, Israel Hayom reports positive movement towards a peace agreement with Lebanon. However, Lebanon's demand for expanding pilot areas remains a sticking point. Earlier today, reports from Washington indicate cautious optimism, which could reshape diplomatic ties. Finally, the condemnation from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey over Israeli strikes in Gaza adds tension, as reported by I-24 News. These countries caution that the ceasefire is at risk, potentially impacting future negotiations for peace. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that the U.S. activated an emergency mechanism, stabilizing its economy. Trading on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange remained mixed. Separately, CTEC reports that Amazon crossed a $3 trillion valuation. This was driven by AI advancements, boosting their cloud business. This surge reflects broader tech market trends. And finally, Walla Business reveals that living grants for vocational training in Israel are frozen. Applicants find the budget exhausted, affecting those seeking financial support for training. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.